Lord, make yourself known to me. Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me? John 14, verse 9. I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. John 14, verse 10. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17, verse 3. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Oh, this disciple had been with the Lord Jesus for 3 years. He had seen his beautiful life. He had felt his gentle touch. He had witnessed his strength and his kindness. He had been an eyewitness to the works of power and the words of wisdom. Surely after such a length of time, this disciple should have known his Lord. Surely after such intimacy, he should have had a greater awareness of who he was. How this must have saddened the heart of the Saviour, to say to him, Hast thou not known me? Yet Jesus had to tell him that he did not really know him at all. How could Philip have been with the Lord so long and yet not know him? How was this possible? What a word of warning to each of us to examine our own walk with the Lord. What a caution for us to take note of our own spiritual journey with Jesus. What a lesson to find that we can walk a long time with the Lord and not know him. Not really know him. Not know him as intimately as he desires us to know him. Oh, Jesus loved Philip with a godly love that is impossible to understand. Jesus commanded his disciples to love one another as I have loved you. And yet his gentle reproof to this precious disciple was, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip knew the man, Jesus of Nazareth. He knew he was the son of Mary, brother of James and Jude. He watched this performer of miracles with incredulity. He listened to the lovely words that poured like healing oil from his lips and agreed never a man spoke like this man. And they wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. He observed his glorious character, his compassion and his grace. Oh, yes. Philip knew a lot about the Lord Jesus, but as yet he did not know him. Philip had walked with the Lord for 3.5 years, but as yet he didn't know his Lord. He did not know him as the revealer of the Father. He did not know him as the revealed of the Father. He did not know him as the divine glory. He didn't recognize the radiance that streamed from him. He did not know that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Not to know the Lord in this capacity is not to know him at all. Not to know the Son of God's love is to miss out on knowing him. We may be quite familiar with the facts of Christ's life, his birth in Bethlehem, his marvellous miracles, his ascension from Olivet. We may know the prophecies that tell of his life and death and even his return. We may have accepted him as our Saviour and read the Bible and pray as well. But we may be walking afar off from his presence. We may follow at a distance. Oh yes, we may follow him from a long way away. We need to be close to the Lord to really get to know him. We need to bathe ourselves in intimate fellowship and communion with Jesus. It is not the fault of the Lord if he seems far off from any one of us. His divine love is close to each of us perpetually. His eternal grace is poured over us in great abundance. His holy correction is administered to us with infinite tenderness. But we need to take time to get to know him. May the deep desire of our hearts be, Lord, make yourself known to me.